8824. Like you to meet a young man called Connor Butler. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
It's nice to see you. I'm all right. Thank you for coming in this morning. Now, you know, it's a month since the Keith Lee Cougar star, Danny Jones, died, and he has a hereditary heart disease. Now, you've got it, don't you, this thing? What is it?
Yeah, well, I think it's the same thing anyway, but it's to do with the heart. It's a long QT is what I've got. So it's, well, to be fair, I'm not too clued up on it, but what I do know is that it's life-threatening in some cases, like for...
Yes.
Danny Jones. So.
Now, Danny was the Keith Lee Cougar star. You loved rugby,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I lived for, yeah. When I was like a, well, all the way through my childhood and when I was in my early teens, that's what I lived for every day of my life. I was going out to play rugby and literally 24/7 I lived, slept for the sport and then it all came to an end when they told me that I couldn't do it anymore.
Now, what happened? Were you poorly? How did they pick it up? Because clearly, you know, Danny, we were aware of, there have been other sports, men and women, who had absolutely no idea that they had some form of hereditary heart disease because it was hidden. So how did yours get picked up?
I was in my bedroom having like a play fight with my brother and something weird happened with my heart and then it started going off on one, pounding. And then I told my mum and dad about that. We got into checkups, and it didn't all come at once. It happened over a few years where I was going through testing, and they was telling me over time that I had to stop playing rugby, but I'd never listened to them, and I just went back to play the sport because I loved it. And then eventually, my mum and dad had just said, "Look, it's got to come to an end now." Yeah.
So one dream finished because you couldn't do it because otherwise you're going to lose your life. Because they literally said, if you play rugby, lad, it's going to kill you.
Yeah, well, it's one of them things where I could play all my life and it could never happen. I could never collapse on a pitch and die. But then you take the risk, don't you? One day I could have just dropped dead. Yeah. I mean, I was getting monitored for it, but until I were on the medication, nobody could say whether or not I'm...
Yeah, you're on the medication now.
I'm on medication now, yeah, but it doesn't completely rule it out. It's still there.
So one dream had to end, and you were living and breathing it.
Yeah,
rugby, and you couldn't do it. Now you're from Buttershaw in Bradford. You're a filmmaker. It's made you look again. What do you do then now?
I'm shooting a lot of my own stuff for local artists around Bradford, Leeds, and even across the UK. I've been out of the UK to shoot some stuff. And I've got some exciting opportunities coming forward in narrative film now as well. So I'm trying.
What's
to
a narrative film? Explain that to me.
That's a film with a story, a film with a meaning. Because when I first got into this, I was doing it because I enjoyed being the man behind the camera and picking up on new techniques, finding out how to make stuff look glossy and good. But now I'm concentrating on lighting and story and how to achieve certain looks.
And where is your stuff being shown? Because it's one thing it being a hobby and enjoying it, but have you got, you know, they're paying you for it?
Yeah, well, I do make enough to live off as a 20-year-old. I don't have a mortgage to pay and stuff at the moment, but I am making enough to pay my board and get by, and I'm enjoying it. So,
and did you start filming in and around Buttershaw? Is that the beginning for you?
Yeah, it all started when I was playing Xbox because I got depressed, you know, with the rugby.
I bet you did.
When they said I had to stop playing rugby. So I didn't really leave the house much. I was playing Xbox all the time, and I started recording, you know, my Xbox games and putting them into little online montages. And then eventually it just got to the stage where I was like, what's the next step? And I was always trying to achieve, you know, the better step. And I thought, well, to achieve the better step now is to take it into real life footage and start building scenes of my own.
Yeah, and you've not looked back, have you?
I've not looked back, no. Never.
When do you look forward? You've got the narrative film, but you know, is there an ambition? Is there, you know, a film, a project, a person, an organisation you want to be with?
Yeah, there is. Eventually, I want to be my own person. I want to make films that are my vision. I want to make them gritty in Bradford. That's where I come from. That's my roots. And that's what I enjoy. Like, I've had opportunity to film a lot of glamorous things and stuff, but it just doesn't hit home as much as shooting something in my hometown with my own people, because I love the idea of, like, DIY film, you know, with my family. And because me and my cousins and my brother and stuff, we get together and we film and we do it as real as we possibly can. Like if there's going to be a scene where they get drunk and stuff, we'll actually get drunk and capture it as it is, you know, to bring it together into a film. But I just love it, and it's always, I'm always looking for the next step and the better way to advance it.
Good luck. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, thanks
for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, cheers. Connor Butler. He's a filmmaker from Buttershaw in Bradford, and quite a journey. It's 8:30.